Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. And that casino play involves slots, blackjack, roulette, whole bunch of table games with live dealers. You can't beat that. And all you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use promo code KSN. Play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's right. Promo code KSN and you play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Andy Shea, and over there is Bob Flounders. Andrew P., how are you doing today?
Good, good. Excited for Memorial Day weekend. I wish it would be. Wasn't 45 degrees outside at times in the morning, but I'm excited. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. The sun's out. Spring is here. Bob, how's downtown Harrisburg?
Still relatively quiet. It is getting warmer, though, Shea. I hope you've had a chance to get out on the golf course. I don't know if you had a chance to do that yet, but the weather actually is getting pretty warm. I'm excited by that. I just remember, you know, 6 or 8 weeks ago, in addition to being quarantined and isolating and then having to get up in not great weather. I mean, at least things are starting to turn a little bit, and hopefully they'll turn some more in the coming weeks.
I hope so. I'll have you guys know, up here in my county, we are turning yellow today. So that's
congrats.
Yes, thank you very much. All right. I've got Andrew P. Shea and Bob Flounders with me for take care of the news. And in quarter number four, we're going to continue our series looking at players make or break seasons. And quarter number two and three, we've got Tucker's tape. We've got Ross's part two of his interview with Coach Phil Troutwine. And quarter number three, of course, is Ask Ross. But let's get started with the news. And, guys, I don't think there's bigger news in the college football front in a long time. With the announcement this week, the NCAA is now going to allow football activity in June. That's a fantastic sign for those of us who want to see football in the fall. My question, I'll start with you, Bob. What exactly does it mean to have football activity in June?
I'm thinking that, you know, before the pandemic, when there was football activity in the early summer months, late spring months like June and July, it was just kind of voluntary stuff. And I think the strength coach and maybe his staff could oversee some things, and they could do some things on their own, whether it was, you know, get together, throw the football around, do some things. I don't think any position coaches were allowed to be present. I think that's what the NCAA is referring to, because that's the way it's kind of always been. You know, James Franklin talks about Dwight Gault being a key member of his staff. It's not just winter conditioning, but it's what he's allowed to do with the team maybe in June and July. He's always a big presence at Lift for Life, and he always has a pretty good read with kind of how the players are doing, how they're progressing physically, how the incoming freshmen who are on campus look, what they need to do. Ashay, I think that is what the NCAA is allowing. It's just curious. It's great that they're allowing it, but ultimately being allowed to do it and having the state sign off on it are two different things. I'll just be sure. I'm glad that this is happening. I'm glad that some schools are allowed to have are starting to welcome kids back on campus, or at least planning to in June. I think that's a great first step, but I still think there's a couple things that need to fall into place. It's not just the NCAA. I think that colleges have to be kind of in line with. It's also got to be the local governments as well.
Yeah. So this is what I say. So all the screws were tightened down, right? This is the first screw that the NCAA let loose until May 31st. In terms of the NCAA and college, it's completely shut down until May 31st. So they're saying on June 1st, they're taking one screw off and saying, if you meet all local, state, and federal guidelines, you can do voluntary only on-campus stuff. So it has to follow all the voluntary rules as before. But even before that, you have to meet all local, state, and federal regulations. Basically, what the NCAA did was kick this back to the universities and say, you have to work with your states and your local governments, and you have to be following the federal guidelines in order to even think about this. But they at least unloosened one of the screws to open up.
Yeah.
Even if the school is open, I found this interesting, even if the school is open, say, like, I know Wyoming has supplies for football and basketball, both men's and women's. For at Wyoming, they're welcoming them back June 1st, and they've got to be tested. They're quarantining for 14 days. They're cleaning their equipment. They have to wear mask, ubiquitous mask wearing when required, et cetera, et cetera. But it is still voluntary. If a student athlete does not want to participate and come back, they can't do anything about that. So they still have the safety in mind, but there needs to be about 9 more screws to get loose across the board. But at least we're starting to see the wheels in motion moving for once.
Yeah. Jimmy and Andy, don't you think also this kind of gives college football fans and the programs kind of hope? Had they not done this and had it drug into July or August, that would have mean basically that any possibility of the start of a season on time would have pretty much probably been close to out the window. Don't you think this gives people kind of a little bit of hope and a shot in the arm that maybe, if things progress a little bit positively, there are some things that are that will be possible in terms of maybe football in the fall?
Well, I'll take that as a fan, and it's a definitive yes. This is the first sign of things opening up. Like Andy said, the screw loosening. But here's, I believe, Bob, you were alluding to the question about locally. It's not just that the NCAA says it's okay. Local officials in Pennsylvania, most likely the governor? My question, and I'll start with you, Andy, it appears there's reports that Ohio State is ready to go back the players and get them into football activity. What do you see as the reaction if Governor Wolf did not allow that in Pennsylvania for the Penn State players while Ohio State is back and doing football activities? What kind of reaction do you think we'll see?
It's what you can control and what you can't control, right? And I think Pennsylvania Penn State fans are going to be ticked off, obviously, because it's Ohio State and they hate Ohio State. And they'll feel like, oh, no, we're behind Ohio State again. Even though you lose by 1 point in the close games, here we are behind the Ohio State 8-ball again. But so Ohio State moves in this direction some point in June. It's still hard based on Governor Wolf's sort of overarching plan to even see Penn State even begin to think about this during the month of June. So you're just going to have to accept because of the virus that Ohio State might be able to do this sooner than Penn State.
Let me just ask you this, Andy. You're saying, you're predicting Governor Wolf is not going to allow this and Penn State football is not going to begin football activity in June. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying I don't see it in June. I think July 1 is a more realistic target based on his, green, yellow, red, plan overall for the state.
Yeah, but Ashe, I think Center County is yellow already. And if you're yellow, do I have this wrong? You're allowed to gather in groups of 25 or less.
So what I'm saying is,
I think there's a loophole where Penn State could maybe do this under the yellow condition in Center County, maybe not as a whole team, but if you broke them up into maybe, groups of 24 or less, I do see that this as a feasible workaround for Penn State. Am I reading this wrong?
I'm sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think you're reading it right, Bob. But even more importantly than that, earlier this week when I was talking to the guys, Greg and Dustin, I said one of the driving forces is money, all right, when the universities make some of these decisions. When politicians make decisions, the only thing more important than money are votes. And if his rulings mean Penn State football is at a disadvantage, yeah, I think he's going to lose votes.
But he's already there, Jimmy. He's not running for re-election. I think
he's a second term guy.
I know he's second term. Do you think he's ever going to run for office again somewhere?
No. Well, absolutely. I don't. I think the governorship, once it's over for Governor Wolf, I think he's going to be. I think that's probably going to be the end of his political career. I think he's alienated a lot of people. I don't want it to get too political, but I just think that there are a lot. He's been a polarizing guy the last couple of months, and I understand he's doing what he's doing, but I just think that there's a lot of people that maybe are not so happy with him.
I just see real quick, guys. I see the fact that in the state of Pennsylvania, our reopening process has been slower and more stringent, right, than say our, you know, like Ohio and, you know, maybe Virginia, et cetera, et cetera. But what I'm saying is, I don't see June as realistic, but I see July as significantly more realistic. Because then you got to look at testing. The university has to submit a plan to the state. The Department of Health has to overlook it. The university's Department of Health has to overlook it. This allows them to start working on a plan. You know, if they submit, like, we want to start June 20th and do 25 groups of 25 and they got a plan and the university buys it and the state buys it, you might be in good shape. I see that more realistic in July than I do in the month of June. I don't say that they don't have hope. I just say I don't see it in June.
I could be very wrong here, but my prediction is we do see it in June because Penn State football is that important. Real quick, Bob, before we sign off, also, Gene Smith, Ohio State, talked about a plan for limited attendance come fall. Real quick, your comment on your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's great in theory. A lot will have to happen. I'm just wondering if I'm a fan, though, is that the experience I want? Would I rather just be around my friends at home and watch the game instead of being under all these guidelines in a stadium? I don't know that it would sound all that enjoyable. And I think they're going to probably limit it to people that probably the season ticket holders that have I don't think it's going to be for every person. I think it's going to be a financial decision.
All right. That's it for quarter number one. Stick around for part two of Ross's interview with Phil Troutwine.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.